in local news. Parts of Bow Street will be closed today as the palm trees get a trim. Traffic coming into the CBD will be diverted around Bankart Street to start with, but will change later on as the crane and mulching truck move down the road. PPD Kelly and Kira Hishan have been announced as head boy and head girl at Raglan Area School for the 2024 year. They will follow on from Emma Hickens and Luke Diamond, who are this year's head students. Rory Sergeant Leo O'Loughlin, Mia Paisnell and Shannon Marquand will form the rest of the leadership team, while Josiah Lee Neil Cooksley has been voted as the student rep for the Board of Trustees. Still at Raglan Area School, they're announcing staffing changes for the new year, with a number of teachers taking a year off for study, maternity leave or just to refresh. They are Naomi Tovio, Hilary Elliott, Emily Malashenko and David Lachlan. Benita Herbert, Anika Free, Richie Taolupe and Ruby Agnew will be teaching elsewhere. And teaching power couple Kerry Arledge Rangitonga and Glenn Rangitonga are leaving the school after many years' service to the community, with Glenn retiring and Kerry taking up new opportunities. Work along the waterfront continues in Raglan, with the Boat Street access to the Papahua Walk Bridge closed while they strengthen the retaining walls. Pedestrians will need to walk down Wenera Street to access the southern end of the walkway if they wanted to get over to Joe's Takeaways. And work is also continuing down at the wharf on the new walkway past the silos. Council says that contaminated material has been excavated and removed off-site. They've excavated down to the Papa Shelf to create a solid footing for the toe of something they're calling a revetment. Tons of boulders have since been delivered and placed, and this week concrete trucks were lined up delivering concrete for the footpaths. And although the program was revised due to consenting delays, Council says the project will complete the major deliverables before it's packed down on 21st of December. We think this means the bulk of the work will be done and the wharf will be fully open to the public between 21st of December and 12th of February, with access to the new tidal terrace and walkway and kayak ramp, with just a few signs and artistic items to be installed, along with a bit of road surfacing after the summer rush is over in the new year in February. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 22nd of November, 2023.